Today's Daf HaShavu Ashir in Yerushalmi begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, three words from the end of the line, with the words Amar Rav Mana, and in the Vilna edition it is on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of a sugya where we had earlier here on Daf Gimel Amud Beis a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nechemya as to when Bein HaShemashos is. Rav Nechemya's opinion was that it is a time that a person can walk a chatzi mil. The pashtus of walking a mil is 18 minutes. Half of that would be 9 minutes. Although there are shitas that say it takes 24 minutes to walk a mil, and therefore a half a mil would be 12 minutes. But we will learn the entire sugya here, according to the Man D'Yomer, that it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. And therefore, Ibn Nechemya says that Bein HaShemashos takes 9 minutes. However, Rabbi Yossi disagreed, and Rabbi Yossi says that Bein HaShemashos is keherif ayin, like the blink of an eye. And then Rabbi Yossi added, "V'lo yachlu lamoid olav chachamim." The chachamim were not able to clarify exactly the nature of the herif ayin. In this cryptic statement of Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, we had further in the Gemara a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi the Amora and Rabbi Chizkiya. Rabbi Yossi the Amora was of the opinion that we know when the herif ayin of Rabbi Yossi the Tana is. It is exactly right after the Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Nechemya ends. At the end of that 9-minute period of the Chatzi Mil, the next second, the next split second of Herif Ayin, that is the Bein HaShemashos according to Rabbi Yossi the Tana. What does it mean? V'lo yachlu lamed olav chachamim. They did know exactly when it takes place. So the pshat is, they didn't know the nature of that blink of an eye, of that split second. Is it kula yoim? Is it kula laila? Or is it a mixture of Yoim and Laila? That was their suffix. This is how Rabbi Yossi the Amora understood the words of Rabbi Yossi the Tana. However, Rabbi Chizkiya disagreed. And Rabbi Chizkiya was of the opinion that the suffix is when the herif ayin is. And we know that it is not after the 9 minutes of Rabbi Nechemya. We know that it takes place within those 9 minutes, but we don't know which of those moments is the herif ayin that Rabbi Yossi was discussing. That's lo yachlu lamed olav chachamim. They didn't know precisely when the herif ayin takes place. According to Rabbi Yossi the Amora, they knew when it takes place, but they didn't know the nature of it. According to Rabbi Chizkiya, in the words of Rabbi Yossi the Tana, they didn't know when does the herif ayin take place. Does it take place at the beginning of the 9 minutes? Does it take place a third, a half, two-thirds, the end of the 9 minutes? This was their suffix. And now Rav Mana is going to ask a question on the sheet of Rabbi Chizkiya in the words of Rabbi Yossi the Tana. And we will learn this sugya according to the Charedim, who says that this kasha takes almost an entire amud until we develop the kasha, and it goes till the second last line on Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Lama Amar Lekishisya Lekishiyavoy. Up to that word, Lama is going to be the question. And now, let us begin the sugya. Amar Rav Mana, three lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rav Mana, Rav Mana said, Kishisya, I had a question, Kumi de Rav Chizkiya, in front of Rav Chizkiya. I asked him a question on his pshat in Rabbi Yossi the Tana. Katanin, when we learned together, Taman, over there, as the Charedim tells us, this is at the end of the first parak in Zavim, in Seder Taharis, we were learning a Mishnah together, and when we learned that Mishnah, I had a question on what Rabbi Chizkiya had said. And this concerns the inyan of a Zav. And before we get to the question, we have to give a brief hakdama, what is Nageya to our sugya as far as the nature of a Zav. We find in the Bavli, in Nida, the Flamen Hamid Beis, where the Bavli explains that Ziva is different than Keri. It comes from the Aver, the genital organ of a man, but it has a different texture than keri, than semen, and the way it's discharged is different than the way keri is discharged. And the Gemara elaborates there in Nida Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis. But when a person meets the criteria of what ziva is, then he has three unique halachas when he becomes a zov. Number one, he's metamei mishkav and moishav. Even if he doesn't touch anything, if he sits or lies upon something, he makes that thing tamei. He also has to wait from the time that he last had an emission. He has to wait shivan nikiyim before he can receive tahara. And third of all, the way he receives tahara is different than, for example, a balkeri who goes to a mikvah of rainwater. The zov has to receive tahara through mayim chayim, through immersion in spring water. So mishkav u'moishav, shiva nikiyim, mayim chayim, these are the unique halachas of a zov. Now, it depends how many times he sees the ziva. If he only sees it once, then he has a din like a balkeri, and he is mitar himself in a mikveh. He's not yet a zov from the one time, and he has hair of shemesh, and he becomes tar. If he sees it two times, two emissions, then he has a din of a zov, and he has all those three halachas that we mentioned before, mishkav u'moishav, shiva nikiyim, and mayim chayim. If he sees three emissions, then he has all those unique halachas of a zov, plus he has to bring a korban. The korban consists of two birds, one is a chatas, and the other is an oila. Now, for each emission that makes him into a zov, there is no minimum shear. Even if he has a slight discharge, the person becomes tamei. There's a special halacha that if he has one long emission, and between the beginning of the emission and the end of the emission, it's long enough for someone to immerse himself into a mikveh and then dry himself off with a towel, if he can do that between the beginning and the end, then that one long ziva counts for two emissions. And therefore, for example, if he would have seen one other emission, a short one, and then he had this one long one, and he had enough time between the beginning and the end to go to the mikveh and dry himself with a towel, it's considered as two emissions. Together with the other one, it's three, and he's a full-fledged zov who has to bring a korban. Now, this all pertains if he saw everything, let's say, on one day. But if he saw at the beginning on one day, and it continues into the other day, even if there was not time between the beginning and the end to go to a mikveh and dry himself, but the ziva took place at the end of one day and at the beginning of another day, that also the day is mechalek, and the day makes it into two discharges. So it comes out that, for example, a person who's a zov who has to bring a korban and he has to see three emissions, then he could do it in three ways. Either he can see outright three emissions, either on one day, or two consecutive days, or three consecutive days, as long as there is no break of a day in between. If he sees three emissions, he is a full-fledged zov who has to bring a korban. If he sees one emission, and then he sees a long emission that he has enough time between the beginning and the end of the emission to go to the mikveh and dry himself, then it means also that he has seen three emissions. And if he saw one emission, and then he saw another emission that went from the end of one day to the beginning of the second day, that also counts as another two emissions, and he again has a total of three emissions, because the day is mechalik. And now we are ready to see the kasha that Rav Mana had on Rav Chizkiya from the Mishnah in Meseches Zavim. Now let us begin the Mishnah in Zavim. Ro achas beyoim v'achas bein hashmashes. If he saw one emission during the day and the other emission during bein hashmashes, as we turn to Dav Dalet Amid Aleph, achas bein hashmashes, and here the word that is missing is the word oi, or achas bein hashmashes, one bein hashmashes v'achas lemocher, and one the next day. So we definitely have two emissions here. The question is, maybe we have three. says the Mishnah in Zavim, Im Yodeya Shemiktsas Haria Mehayoim Umiktsas Lamachar, if he has a definite knowledge that part of this extended emission was seen during one day and part of it was seen the next day, so then he has a total of three Rias, because he had one B'yoyim when it was Vada Yoyim, and now he has another two over the Bein HaShemashas period. If he knows for sure that it went from the end of one day to the beginning of the next day, so he has one before, two now, that's a total of three. Im Yodeya Shemiktsas Haria Mehayoyim Miktsas LaMachar of this Bein HaShemashas period, and we'll soon explain how this is possible. So then he has a total of three. Vadai Latuma Ula Korban. So then he's definitely Tomei, he's a Zov. He saw three Rias, and therefore not only does he have all the Chumras of the Tumah of a Zov, of Mishka V'Moshav, Zayin Nikiyim, Mayim Chayim, but he also definitely has to bring a Korban because he has a total of three Rias. However, continues the Mishnah, V'im Sofik. But if he has a doubt, Shemiktsas Haria Mehayoyim Miktsas LaMachar, he's not sure if during the Bein HaShemashas period it actually went from one day to the next. So it's possible that he only saw it on one day. So then, Vadei L'Tuma. He definitely is Tamei as a Zav with the Chumras of a Zav, because he has a total of two Rias, two emissions. One, let's say, yesterday, and then another during this Bein HaShemashas period, whatever the Bein HaShemashas period is. So he definitely has two emissions, two separate emissions, and therefore he's Vadei Tami. However, the Suffolk LeKorban, it'll only remain a Suffolk for a Korban, because we're not sure if over this Bein HaShemashas period he actually had another two Rias. He definitely had another one Ria, which would give him a total of two to make him a Zav. Lenin Tumah. But we don't know if besides what he had yesterday in the first case of the Mishnah, or tomorrow in the second case of the Mishnah, if during the Bein HaShemashas, does that count as another one or as another two? So therefore, concerning Korban, it's only a Suffolk LeKorban, because we don't know if he had a total of only two Rias, or he actually had three Rias, which would be Mechayiv him in a Korban. Now, if he has a Suffolk for a Korban, he'll have to deal with the Korbanis as a Suffolk. Let's take the Oila, which is a simple example. He'll have to bring an Oila on a Tanai. If I actually had a total of three Rias, then I'm bringing the Oila because I'm Chuyif to bring the Oila. And if I only had a total of two Rias, then I'm going to give a Nedava, an Oila as a Nedava, which I'm allowed to do. So therefore, Memanif Shach, I am bringing an Oila, either as an Oila of a Chayva, or as an oil of a nedava. But he'll have to treat the chi of korban as a suffix. And now there are many ways to learn the next few lines in the Meforshim. We are going to learn, according to the Charedim, that it's one flow, as we explained at the beginning of the shir. The Charedim learns this is all one flow, and Rav Mana is continuing with his question on Rav Chizkiya. And he says the following. Rab Chiya bar Yosef bo'akumei Rab Yochanan. We know that Rab Chiya bar Yosef had a question in front of Rab Yochanan. What was the question? Mantana Ria Nechlekes Lishnayim. Who is the Tana of this Mishnah that says that one Ria that lasted over 2 days, at the end of one day to the beginning of the next day, Nechlekes Lishnayim, it's divided into two? Who is that Tana? And the answer is that Rab Yosef Amar Lo. Rabbi Yossi, the Tana that we had on Gimel Amid Beis, he is the Tana of this Mishnah in Zavim. And why is that? Because let's say the Tana would be Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia says that Bein HaShemashas is the time that it takes to walk a half a mil, which is 9 minutes. Now, a mil, which takes 18 minutes to walk, is a total of 2,000 amas. So a half mil is 1,000 amas. So the Charedim explains that we couldn't say that this Mishnah goes according to Reb Nechemia, because if we're dealing with a Bein HaShemashas, let's take, for example, the case of Vadai, Im Yoideya, Shem Mitzis Hariya Miyayim, and Mitzos Lamacher, he knows that this Banish Marshes period goes from one day to the next day, that he, and it's considered two separate Riyas, because the days are Mechalic into two Riyas. So what's the case? How would we know Vadai, that it went from one day to the next? It can't be that he saw one long Riya during the Banish Marshes, only during Banish Marshes, because that would be a Suffolk. That's the case, in fact, of Suffolk, because it would be, maybe it's all day. The whole Banish Marshes is day. It was only one day. Or maybe it's all night. But again, it's only one period of time. So how would you know Vaday that you went from one day to the next? The answer is that you saw a little before Banish Marshes and a little after Banish Marshes. So then, if your Riya went from before Banish Marshes, through Banish Marshes, until after Banish Marshes, according to Reb Nechemya, you're going 9 minutes and more than 9 minutes. Then you would be Vaday. You would be going from one day to the next. But then explains the Charedim, what do you have to say that it's two Riyas, because the days are Mechalic without the days being Mechalic? It's two Riyas because you certainly have seen a long Riya, which even if the Riya was done all in one day would equal two Riyas. Because what's the shear of a long Riya? The time that it takes for a person to go to the mikveh and to dry himself with a towel. It's the time of tefillah usvaig. The time of tefillah usvaig, the Gemara tells us, is the time it takes for a person to walk, 50 amos. Here, you're telling me it's only vadai if you went from before Banish Marshes till after Banish Marshes. That's a period of at least walking 1,000 amos, which a person does in 9 minutes. But says the Charedim, what do you have to come on to days being Mechalic? It's separated anyway because of the fact that it took so long. It took you at least 50 amas to go to the mikveh and dry yourself. That itself is Mechalic it into two. And if you're telling me that it's only Mechalic into two because you went from one day to the other, it cannot be going according to Reb Nechemya. But Elamai, who's it going like? It's going like Rabbi Yossi. Mantana Rian Nechlekas Lishnaim Rabbi Yossi Amar Law. It must be Rabbi Yossi. Apparently, this is what Rabbi Yochanan answered to the questioner of Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. It's going according to Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi says it's a hair fine. And let's go with the Shita that a hair fine is right after the 9 minutes of Reb Nechemya. I know when that is. And now, if he saw a little before the Banish Marshes and a little after, then it'll be considered he's going from one day to the next. Because the only suffix is that split second, whether it is day or night or a mixture of day and night. But if I go from a little before that Harfayin to after the Harfayin, then I for sure am going from one day to the next. And that is less than 50 amas walking. That's less than the shear of Tvila Usvoig. Less than the shear of going to the mikveh and drying yourself off with a towel. So there the Chiddush is that you don't need a long Riya of Tvila Usvoig. It's enough if you had 2 days. And the 2 days can go in a few minutes. You can go from one day to the next, as long as you're before the Harfayin and after the Harfayin. So now that we've established it's going like Rabbi Yossi, and it's not going like Rabbi Nechemya. So now, here comes, as the way the Charedim explains, the final part of the question of Rabbi Manna against Rabbi Chizkiya. Kashus al daitoch, this is difficult on your opinion, Rabbi Chizkiya. The at Omar, you said that call herf ein veherf ein shabchatsi mild Rabbi Nechemya Safiku on Gimlam, it bays your opinion. You were arguing against Rabbi Yossi the Amora. And you said that what does it mean that the Chachamim were not able, la yachlu lamel of Chachamim, that means they didn't know when the Harifayin is through those 9 minutes. It's not after the 9 minutes, as Rabbi Yossi the Amora learned, but it's during the 9 minutes. But we don't know it's at the beginning, the middle, or the end, or a third, or two-thirds. It's the whole 9 minutes we have a suffix. If so, so even according to Rabbi Yossi the Tana, if that would be the Pshat and Rabbi Yossi the Tana, then he also has the same problem as Rabbi Nechemya. What was the problem with Reb Nechemiah in this mission in Zavim? That if it's taking over 9 minutes, so then why are you telling me the days are mechalik? It's mechulik because it's a long ria of tefillah usvaik, of 50 amis. You don't have to come on to the days that are being mechalik over 9 minutes. So that same problem is now according to the way Rav Chiski understands Rav Yossi the Tana, that you also have to go from before the 9 minutes till after the 9 minutes. As long as you're during the 9 minutes, you don't know when the Harifayin is. And therefore, it could be the Harifayin, for example, could be right at the end. So the whole 9 minutes till the last second was the previous day. The last second itself is a suffix, maybe it is day. So you, during those 9 minutes, you didn't for sure go from one day to the next. The only way you could for sure go from one day to the next is if you saw before the 9 minutes and until after the 9 minutes. Then you're going from one day to the next. That comes out to be the same as Rav Nechemiah. So the only way it could go, according to Rabbi Yossi the Tana, is if I say the pshat like Rabbi Yossi the Amora, that I know when the Harifayin is, it's a second after the 9 minutes end. I don't know what the Harifayin is. That's pshat lo yachlu lamadol of Chachamim. That's what the Chachamim didn't know, what the nature of that Harifayin is. Is it day? Is it night? Is a mixture of day and night? And therefore, if you saw a little before the Harifayin and a little after, then you're vadeh going from one day to the next. And why is it a chiluk in making it into two riyas? Because it's considered two separate days. But not, you don't have the shira 50 yamas of tefillah svaig. So it comes out beautiful, says the Charedim. The Harifayin itself is the seif of the Mishnah, the im suffik, shemixis ariyah meyayah mixis lamachar. That would be that Harifayin. We don't know. Is it all day? Is it all night? Is it a mixture of day and night? It's a suffik. And but if you know Vare, why? Because he didn't see the Ria precisely at the Harifayin. That would be a suffik, says the Charedim. But he saw a moment before the Harifayin and a moment after, and it's still less than the 50 amos of Tfilu Svoig. So what's making it into two Rias? Not the long Ria of Tfilu Svoig, but rather the days are making it into two separate riyas. That's the case. Then the din is vadi l'tumah l'karban. But this is a kasha on your pshat, Rav Chiskiya in Rav Yossi the Tana. L'chayra, from the Mishnah in Zavim, we see a raya to Rav Yossi the Amora. And that's the question that Ramana asked Rav Chiskiya when they were learning the Mishnah in Zavim. The next part of the Gemara we're going to learn according to the Marav Fulda in the Divri Amaskal Lama Omrlei Kashisa. Let's see the Gemara inside, and then we'll see the Marav Fulda. Lama Amrlei Kashisya. Why did Rav Mana say that according to Rav Chiskiya, this mission in Zavim is going to be difficult? L'kishiyavi Eliyahu v'yoymer zeo ben ashmashes. The mission we'll be speaking about when Eliyahu will come, and he's going to answer our questions, and he will tell us the precise moment of Harifayin. Let's see the Marav Fulda inside. Hashas hu demasik hachi. We finished now with the question of Rav Mana on Rav Chiskiya. The Shas Yerushalmi is saying back to Rav Mana, Lama amalei Rav Mana kashas al daitcha. Why did Rav Mana challenge Rav Chiskiya from the Mishnah in Zavim? My kushi, what's the question? Im hai gavri yadei azman sharoba, if he knows the exact moment when he had the re'iya, we'll skip the next few lines. V'shaper mashkachas mishnah seinu aliba de Rav Yossi. So Rav Chiskiya l'chayra can ward off Rav Mana's question, and that's what the Gemara is wondering. What's so difficult? Rav Chiskiya say it's going like Rav Yossi. It's Harifayin. What was your question? That since we don't know according to Rav Chiskiya when the Harifayin is, so we wind up the same as Rav Nechemiah, that we have to use all 9 minutes. And if we use all 9 minutes of the Bein Hashmashes, then that's much more, that's 1,000 amas that a person can walk. And the shear of Tfilu Svoig is only 50 amas. So the riyas are divided not because of the days, the riyas are divided because it's a long riyah of 50 amas. So that was your question on Rav Nehemiah, and why it has to go like Rabbi Yossi, and that's what you're telling me now, according to Rabbi Chizkiah, it'll also be difficult even in Rabbi Yossi because you have to come on to the whole 9 minutes. The answer is no, you don't have to come on to the 9 minutes. When Eliyahu will tell us precisely this second when he saw it, and he'll be able to tell us, let's say he saw actually at the time of the Harif Ayin, and he'll tell us that the Harif Ayin was, let's say, in the middle of the 9 minutes. So we'll know exactly when the Harif Ayin is. And therefore, during the Harif Ayin, it's a suffix, but before and after, not taking up 50 yamas, not taking up 9 minutes, there will be a chilek by the days being mechalik, because Eliyahu will determine to us exactly when the moment of Harif Ayin is. So what's your shverkat on Reb Chizkiah? The Gemara says, no, man polig. Now let's go to the Charedim, the last two lines. Man polig kloimer, man polig loch she yoidia haherf ayin emas, velo yoidia ma wa haherf ayin atzmoy. If Eliyahu is going to come, then he's going to explain everything. I'm just adding the famous thing that the Gemara always, by a suffix, says Teku, which stands for Eliyahu HaTishbi, Tishbi Yitarets, Kushes V'Boyes. All questions will be answered by Eliyahu. So once you're telling me Eliyahu is going to determine when the Bein HaShemashes is, when the Harif Ayin is, so the Eliyahu will also determine what the Harif Ayin is. And therefore, L'chaira, there will not be any more any suffix. It says v'im suffix shemiktsas hariyah me'ayom u'miktsas l'machar. There's no more suffix. Eliyahu will tell us either it's totally day, or he'll tell us it's totally night, or he'll tell us it's a mixture of day and night, and then we'll know if it was a mixture of day and night, that if he saw Ariah through the Bein HaShemashes, that he actually went from one day to the next in that Harif Ayin. And who's going to tell it to us? Eliyahu. So you cannot say that this mission is speaking in the times of Eliyahu, because if it's speaking in the times of Eliyahu, how are you going to answer the Sefer that there's a suffix? There's never any suffix. Eliyahu will explain to us. We'll know exactly where we're standing. Either it's for sure only two Rias, or he'll explain us that it's for sure three Rias. And since the Seif of the Mishnah tells us a case of Suffolk, it must not be speaking about Eliyahu. And if it's not speaking about Eliyahu, our question comes back that L'chaira, the Mishnah's oven, proves the Pshat of Rabbi Yossi the Amora against what Rabbi Chizkiah said is the Pshat in Rabbi Yossi the Tana. And so the Gemara remains that L'chaira, Rabbi Yossi the Amora is correct in his understanding of Rabbi Yossi the Tana. We know when the Harif Ayin is. It's a second, split second, after the 9 minutes. And the only question is, until Eliyahu comes, what this Harif Ayin is. It's a suffix. If the Ria was during the Harif Ayin, it's a suffix. If it was a little before to a little after the Harif Ayin, then it's a Vadai Latuma and for Korban, because he saw definitely three Rias. We now turn to Daf Dalet Amid Beis, and the Gemara now switches the topic. Until now, we were discussing Bein HaShemashos, and when it becomes Vadai Laila, definitely nighttime, with seeing three medium stars at night. Now, we want to know, when does the day begin? When do we go from night to day? And the Gemara begins, Rab Chanina, Chavrayan de Rabbanon, Rab Chanina, who was a colleague of the Rabbanon, boy. And here the Charedim tells us the word boy is not like we have it in the Bavli. Boy is a question where you can look at it in one of two ways, but rather here boy is a wonder, it's a kasha. The lashon of the Charedim is v'hiksha hashta Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina is asking a question. And what is Rabbi Chanina's question? Kemo da'at omar ba'arvis. Just like you say at night, when we're going from daytime to nighttime, that niru shloisha kechavim, that if one sees three medium stars, even though the sun is in the middle of the sky, and the Pnei Moshe adds one word here, Nesuna Be'emtza Oive Harakia. It is in the middle, not of the sky, meaning it's Chatzos Hayom. It means when it's in the middle of the thickness of the firmament of the sky. In other words, the sun has set, but yet there are rays of the sun, and we will come back to this in a few moments to explain it in more detail, just like when the day turns into night and we see three medium stars, although we see some light, the halacha is that Lailahu, it's considered night, Vimar, and the word Vimar is like the Pnei Moshe says, Ve'emar, let us say, or perhaps we could say, Noimar, let us say, Af B'Shachris Kein. The same thing should be in the morning. When nighttime turns into day, we should say that as long as we can see three stars, it's still considered night. And why is it that in the daytime, the halacha is that it's already day from Alois HaShachar? We find the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph tells us that all mitzvahs that are supposed to be done during the daytime, one is supposed to do it with Netzach Hama, with the rise of the sphere of the sun. However, that's l'chatchila. But b'di'evit, if someone did the mitzvah, for example, shaking a lulav, which you have to do during the daytime, he did it not with Netzach Hama, but he did it from Alois HaShachar, 72 minutes before Netzach Hama, with the first break of light of the dawn, he shook the lulav. The halach is that b'di'evit he's yotze. Because really it's considered day from Alois HaShachar, except people are not knowledgeable in the precise moment when Alos begins, and therefore Chazal said that l'chatchila wait till you see the Netzach Hama, till you see the whole ball of the sun, and then you know for sure that it's Vada Yoim. Bapiri Yevet, it's considered Yoim even from Alois. And that will even be the case if you're seeing three medium stars. That's Rab Chanin, the Chavarai, and the Rabbanan's question, why should that be? If three medium stars is a sign of night, then when night turns to day, it should also be a sign that it is still night. And why is the halacha that when there is a break of light in Amod HaShachar, in Alos HaShachar, that it's already considered day? At night, you have light in the sky. The sun is only setting as far as the ball of the sun, the sphere of the sun. However, the rays of light can still be seen. But once there's three kochavim, you say it's varelayla. If so, it should be varelayla in the morning also. And that's not the halacha. The halacha is that from the first crack of dawn, from Alos HaShachar, it's considered day. Although I see three stars outside, why should that be? That is Rab Chanina's question. And we can see this pshat in the Pnei Moshe, the top one. Divrei Maskal Afal Pi, Kloimer, Be'emtza Oivei Harakia. The sun is in the middle of the thickness of the firmament, V'adayin Le'nigmar Shkiyasa, and it has not yet completed the setting of the sun. V'afal Pi Hachi, even though you see light outside, Machshavas L'layla, you consider it night once you see three medium stars. V'yim Kein, V'emer Af B'Shachus Kein. Let's say the same thing in the morning. Even though the sun has begun to emerge on the earth, since it's still in the middle of the thickness of the sky of the firmament, as long as it's in the middle of the thickness of the rakia, it should be considered laila. And yet we know that Allah is, as we mentioned from the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chaf, that it is considered Yoim by Alois HaShachar. Why is there a difference from day becoming night to the reverse when night becomes day? From our Gemara and other Gemaras in Bavli and Yerushalmi, it would seem that Chazal understood that the sun, when it sets in the west, it goes out through a window in the sky, and then there is like a dome on top of the earth, and the sun during the night travels from west on top of the dome back to the east, and in the morning it goes through the thickness of the firmament of the sky through a window, and it emerges on the eastern horizon. And this is not scientifically sound, and the Chazon Ish in Aruch Chaim, Simen Yud Gimel, Ois Dalet explains that really this is just a marshal of Chazal. who are explaining that when the sun goes down, when it sets in the west at night, it is as if it is going through this dome, this thickness of the firmament, this window. In actuality, the sun is setting and we see the rays of the sun, although the sphere of the sun has set. And when Chazal were trying to describe that phenomena, they put it in the words, the Shachama Nasuna Be'emtza Harakia, as the Pnei Moshe says, Be'emtza Oive Harakia. But not that Chazal literally meant that there is a dome, and when the sun sets, it travels on top of that dome from west to east, so that it arises through the window in the east in the morning. Chazal meant this only as a mashal to describe the phenomena of the sun setting and rising, and in the morning the sun is preceded by rays of light, and in the evening, when the sun, the sphere, sets from the horizon, there are still rays of light that remain. The Rashba in Masechet Shabbos in the Bavli, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, asks a question from this Yerushalmi on the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. It is clear from this Yerushalmi that when we have three koichavim, which signifies Vade Laila, there is still light shining in the horizon. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that Vade Laila with the three stars is 72 minutes after the ball of the sun sets and is not seen in the horizon. Just the rays are seen, and 72 minutes later is Vade Laila. At that time, 72 minutes later, there is absolutely no rays at all. How does that shtim? How does that fit in with our Gemara here, where we see clearly that there is still light? And therefore, the Rashba says, Ein Echanami, that the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is not like Rab Chanina Chavran Drabbanan here on Daf Daled Amud Beis, but rather he is going like the sheet of Rab Chanina and Shmuel that we found on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, who were interpreting the words of Rebbe there, that, as Rabbeinu Tam explains, that for 3 1/4 mil, the time it takes a person to walk that distance, where a person can walk a mil in 18 minutes, so 3 1/4 mil, it would take him 58 and a half minutes to walk. From the period that the sun, the sphere of the sun sets, and for another 58 and a half minutes, that is the period of Tchila Shkia to Saif Shkia. And then the last 3/4 mil, which takes a person to walk 13 and a half minutes, that is the period of Bein HaShmashos, when the rays of the sun have stopped with Soif Shkia, but yet there's a glow in the sky. That is the time of Bein HaShmashos. And then finally, at Seisa Kechavim, when 3 middle stars come out, that is Vaday Laila, when it's pitch black. So Ein Echanami, Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rashba, is not going like our Shita here, which clearly indicates that Seisa Kechavim, there's still light outside. It's going like Shmuel and Rab Chanina that we had on Gimel Amud Aleph, in the words of Rebbe, that the whole process takes 72 minutes, and Ein Echanami, at the end of the 72 minutes, there's absolutely no light whatsoever. According to the Girsa of the Charedim here in the Sugya, who has a different Girsa, one could answer to Rabbeinu Tam that the Rabbeinu Tam Shita could go even like Rab Chanina, Chavrei, and the Rabbanan. However, we have learned the Gemara according to the Girsa that we find in our Gemara, and we will have to remain with the Teretz of the Rashba, that in the Chanami, the Rabbeinu Tam is not going like Rab Chanina, Chavrei, and the Rabbanan. Omer Rab Abba, the Pnei Moshe learns that Rab Abba is asking another question, but we are going to learn, like the Rasarillo, who says, Umeshani Rab Abba, that Rab Abba is giving the first of 5 terutzim. And we are going to learn that from here, from Rab Abba until the end of the Amid, we will have a total of 5 terutzim on this question, on this challenge, from Rab Chanina Chavran de Rabbanan. Says Rab Abba, Amar Rab Abba Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vashemesh Yatzah Al-Oretz, the sun emerged on the earth, the light Ba'a Tzayara, and light came to Tzayar. This is when the sun came out in the morning. Uksiv, and there's another Pasuk which states, Ubo HaShemesh, the sun entered it set in the horizon. V'taher, and the day ended, the day passed. As the Mara Fulda in the left-hand margin in the Oz V'Hadar edition, he writes beautifully, V'leiksev atizrach HaShemesh al oretz. It doesn't say over here in the Pasuk V'HaShemesh Yatza al oretz. It doesn't say V'HaShemesh Tizrach. It was shining, it shone. As we have a pasuk in Keheles, Kedichsev, Azor HaShemesh Uvo HaShemesh, that the sun shone in the morning and it set at night. Elo, it says instead, Yotza, it emerged. Kedei Lahakish Yitzia Labia, Shaloshin Yitzia, he, Neged Loshin Bia. The Gemara understands, Rabbi Abba understands, that the reason we use the Loshin of Yotza instead of Zorach is to compare Yitzia to Bia, the emergence of the sun to the sun setting. Makish Yitziyasa Labiyasa. And how do we compare the emergence of the sun in the morning to the setting of the sun at night? Ma biyasa mishi is kasim and abri, is just like when it sets, it is covered from humanity. Af yitziyasa, when it emerges in the morning, lekishi yisvada labri, is when it becomes known to mankind. And as the Mara Fulda beautifully says it and explains it, let's see it inside. The Loimerloch, Ma Bia Mishi Iskasim and Abrius. Who had Dover Shachush made a love? When the sun is going down, people realize it. Kishon Holchim and Ayom Lalila. When we go from day to night, Aina Lila Nikaris Labrius Mosayu, people don't know exactly when it becomes night. Ubefrat Kisha Ira Ravalar, especially when there's a lot of light still on the earth. Ukisha Roya Kai Chavim, Ozhem Yoidim Makirim Shehu Lila. When they see the stars, they recognize that now it's night. In other words, when the sun loses its potency to hide the light of the stars are there during the daytime, but we don't see the stars because of the brilliance of the sun. Once the sun sets and the three stars come out, then it is recognizable that the power of the sun has stopped. It is no longer strong enough through its rays to hide the shine of the stars. And then we know night has begun. The sun is not potent anymore. But when we go the opposite from night to day, takev, immediately, mishaola or amura shachar, when we have dawn, daybreak, night of anikara, yom labrius, people recognize that the day has begun. We see the light beginning. It's already day when the sun breaks forth with the first rays, although we still have three stars. Were it not for this hekish of Yotza and Bo, because the Torah changed its Lashon from Zorach to Yotza, because it wanted to compare the emergence of the sun, the Yitzia, to the setting of the sun, to the Bia, were it not for this Hakish, Hava Mina de Loilam Kachavim Similailahu, then Rab Chanina, Chavrei and Rabbanu would be correct, that whenever you see three stars, it's definitely night. It makes no difference whether it's happening from day to night, or from night to day. That was his question. But Lefikach, Otsia Hakish, Bebiyas Hashem Shu Yitzia, Loimer, Kishem Shabbia Dover Tolly bin Niskasim and Abrius, Vyoidim Shu Lila, Hachinami Biyitzia Dover Tolly bin Nisvad Libris. Just like when the sun sets, it has to become known and clearly recognizable to people that it is no longer day, but it has become night because the sun is not potent anymore to cover up the shine of the stars. So when the stars emerge, that's a simon, a recognizable sign that people know that day has ended. So too in the morning, we need a recognizable sign. In the morning, as soon as I see the first sliver of light, I know that day has begun. That's Alois HaShachar, and therefore, it's not totally in the morning when, but with the three stars. The three stars would make it Lila. But in the night changing to day, it's enough to see a sliver of light, and we know already that the sun is coming back to do its daily mission of bringing light to the world. This is the answer of Rab Abba. The second teretz on Rab Chanina Chavrei and Rabbanan's kasha is given by Rav Bo. The Haredim tells us that there are Meforshim who say that Rav Bo is a short form that the Yerushalmi gives for Rab Abba, leaving out the Aleph. However, the Haredim points out that it's difficult to say here that this Rabbah is Rab Abba because we just had a Teretz number one from Rab Abba. It would be very strange for the Gemara to call the same Rab Abba first time Rab Abba and second time Rabbah if it's the same person. And therefore, the Haredim says we have to say that this is a Chacham Acher, who, as the Haredim puts it, this is a different Chacham. The first one was Rab Abba. Apparently, he was called Rab Abba using always the first Aleph. And the second, Rabbah, maybe his name was really Rab Abba also, a different Rab Abba, but by him, they used to make a short cut and just call him a short form Rabbah. So he gives now, Rabbah gives a second Teretz. Ksiv, the Pasuk states, Haboiker Oyer. The day had light, so we see that the definition of day is light, no matter that there may be stars that can be seen in the heaven. HaTaira, Kara, La'ar, Biker. The Torah is giving you a definition that as soon as you see any light, that means it's already Biker. So Ein Echanami, at nighttime, although there's still light, it's considered Vadei Laila when you see three medium stars, but in the daytime, as soon as you see any light, it is considered Biker, although you still see three stars. Tani Rab Yishmael. Now comes a third Teretz. Ba-Biker, Ba-Biker. This is a pasuk that we find often concerning Kachim. The simple pshat of the pasuk is each and every day. However, Rabbi Yishmael is learning Kedei Litein Tchum Le-Boikroi Shel Boiker, to give a boundary to the morning of the morning. The regular morning is Netzachama. And here the Torah is saying, I'm giving that Boker, when the sun, when the sphere of the sun rises, that there's an earlier day to that day. The regular day is Ein Echanami Neitz Achama, but there's a day that precedes the day of Neitz, and that is the day of Alos HaShachar. So it would seem that this Teretz of Rabbi Shmuel is a weak Teretz, because we're learning it out from Kachim, and as the Haredim points out in Divrei HaMasechta Litein Tchum, Elo Legabi Kachim Hirchiv HaKosav Tchum HaBoiker Lufanov, that concerning Kachim, the Torah made the day wider, it lengthened the day and made it earlier, preceding Nates, going back to Alos, but it's a little difficult to learn from Kachim to Chola Torah Kula, because in fact the Haredim brings down Rashi in Brachas Bavli Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, and this is based on a Gemara in Yuma Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, that Rashi points out there that Shchitas HaTamid they did already from Alois HaShachar, but they were not allowed in their davening at that time to say Yotzer Oyer, because it was not considered Oyer until later, until Nates. And then Rashi points out, even though the Anshe Mishmar used to read Kriya Shema at that time by Alois, but it wasn't really the real time. And therefore, the Gemara in Yuma Lamed Zayin in Amid Beis says, HaKaira Kriya Shema im Anshe Mishmar. If a person, a regular person, reads Kriya Shema with the people who were doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Yotzei Yedei Chavasei, She Anshe Mishmar Magdimen. They used to do it because of the Avodah. They used to do it already from Alois. So it is a weak raya to bring a raya from Kachim, where the Haredim himself says that leaning Kachim, we made the day longer. The Torah was marchiv, what's called day. But we're speaking about for the rest, for shaking lulav. And in fact, we see if you read Kriya Shema from Alois, you're not Yoitza. So this answer, L'chaira, has a difficulty with it. And in fact, we are going to have two more terutzim. We've had two other terutzim, and we're going to have two more terutzim besides this teretz that learns from Kachim. Continues the Gemara with a fourth answer. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rebun im Oimer litein avyoy shel rakia lelaila bein ba'arvis bein b'shachris. If according to you, Rab Chanina Chavrei and Rabbanan, if you want to give the thickness of the firmament both to the nighttime and to the daytime. In other words, even though there is sun shining, as long as you have three stars, it belongs to the night. So it comes out that in the nighttime, although when the sun set, there is still rays of light, but if you see three stars, you consider that nighttime. And you are asking, Rab Chanina, that when the sun comes up in the morning, even though it started to shine from Aloysa Shachar, that that light is also considered part of the night because I can still see three stars. So if I'm going to give that portion, both in the evening and in the morning, I'm going to give it over to the nighttime, as long as three stars are visible, it'll come out, Nimtzas Oimer She'en Hayom V'Halayla Shavin. It'll come out that day and night will not have the same amount of hours. Utnia, we learned that Be'echad B'Tkufas Nissen, in the first day of the spring equinox, U'Be'echad B'Tkufas Tishrei, in the first day of the fall equinox, Hayom V'Halayla Shavin, the day and night are equal. And according to your calculation, Rabbi Chanina, it will come out, it is not equal. And therefore, it has to be, the only way that it could be equal is if I start counting the day from Alois HaShachar. This is a difficult Gemara, and one can see more in depth on this piece here in the Charedim and in the Evan Ozel and Hilchas Krishma Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Ayin Shom. A final teretz to Rav Chanina's question is given by Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Nalfina Miderech Eretz, let us learn out from the ways of the world. And we will see that there is a difference between when the sun emerges in the morning, that we go with Alos HaShachar, and when the sun sets at night, that we go when there are three Koychavim to make it Varei Lailo. And let us compare it to a king who comes out from his palace to go to the public. Shori Malka Nafak, when the king begins to go out from his palace, Afal Gavdeloi Nafak, even though he didn't go completely out, his entourage just begins to come out from the palace. Amrin, people say, the Nafak, the king has gone out of his palace, even though the king may still be inside his palace, and it's just the beginning of his entourage that has gone out, but people consider it as if the king has gone out. But however, Shari Olil, when he begins to come back and enter into his palace, Lo Yamrin and Da'ol, we do not say that he has re-entered his palace, Ad Shaita De'Yeol, until he has completely, not only the king, but his entire entourage has entered the palace. As long as there's some part of the entourage still outside the palace, people consider it as if the king is still amongst them. And it is only considered that the king has entered the palace when the last of his entourage has entered the palace. So too, when the sun in the morning comes out, immediately with the crack of dawn, with the first rays of the sun, it's already considered as if the sun has come out. It's already considered daytime. However, at night, it's only considered night when the entire entourage has re-entered and is no longer visible on the horizon. The Ramban brings a proof from this Lashon of the Gemara to the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. It would seem from this Gemara that as long as there's some glow of the sun, Bein HaShemash is still in the sky, it's still considered as if the night has not come. It would seem, like Rabbeinu Tam, that only 72 minutes after the ball of the sun has set and is no longer visible, and all the rays of the sun and all the glow of the sun has totally left the horizon, only then is it considered as if the sun has disappeared, and only then does the night begin. So this would be a raya to Rabbeinu Tam, that Tzeisik HaChavim is when it's definitely choshech without any light whatsoever in the horizon. However, the gra in Ois Beis is garis shari olal afagav deloy ol amrin in de ol. Not like our girsa in the Yerushalmi. Loy amran de ol achata de eol, until it's completely, till everyone, every part of the entourage has gone into the palace. According to the gra, we are garis that people say that the king has left, even though there is still part of the entourage that is here. This would fit in according to the Goyinim, that the Goyinim say that Shkia, Sachama, Soif Shkia, is when the ball, the sphere of the sun, has totally left the horizon, even though there are still rays out. That's the beginning of Bein HaShemashes. Bein HaShemashes lasts for 3/4 of a mil, 13.5 minutes, and then becomes Vade Laila, even though there is still sun in the sky, if it's already 13.5 minutes after the ball of the sun has left the horizon. That would fit in according to the Gros Girsa, that Afel Gav Deloyal, even though there is still some sun there, Amrin and all, we consider it that the king has entered the palace and that the sun has set. So this would work according to the Goyinim and not the Rabbeinu Tam. The way we have the Girsa in our Gemara, it's like the Rabbeinu Tam and not like the Goyinim. And on the Kasha of Rab Chanina that we started with on the top of the summit, it comes out we have a total of 5 terutzim.